Welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Show, live from Ferd Sports Bar and Grill, providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros in Champa Bay. Now, here's your host, Mike Rickard.
What would they have done to have a tight end with the talent of a Rob Gronkowski in 2021 instead of making that early exit from the playoffs, which Ryan Tannehill at quarterback and Derrick Henry, who struggled through injury all year and came on late. But your first thoughts is, oh, is Rob Gronkowski going to become a Tennessee Titan? But then you also do the math and you go, wait a minute, Tom Brady just opened up $9 million, worked it out in his contract to let the Bucs be able to sign someone, and lo and behold, $9 million is right about what it might cost to sign a Rob Gronkowski for 2022. So all things being equal, you're kind of thinking maybe that'll be the case. Let me test something real quick. Stay with me here. I am going to not do that. So let's go here. And recents. And let's see who I got. Let me reach out real quick and see if I can hear this. Stand by with me 1 second. Anyway, yes, I do not have the phone working right now. For some reason, this is not operating, but let me go ahead and continue work. Oh, I think I know what it is. Go ahead and do this before I lose my sheet. Again, you're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection here from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill on Central Avenue, just below 16th Street in the Edge District of St. Petersburg. You might be catching us streaming on Hoovy Media Group, which is headquartered in Orlando. I'll tell you what, you're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, and we are now part of the Hoovy Media Group, headquartered in Orlando. Hoovy is Finnish for fun, and Hoovy delivers fun. Let me tell you something. Careful. You go there, you start streaming some of the content, and we haven't even really started to make our imprint there yet, the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, but when we do, you'll see it's always phenomenal checking out some of the content they have on there. And through the video streaming platform, Hoovy's able to have... basically, Hoovy's thing is, it's the platform where sports... meets lifestyles. So make sure you tune into Hoovy, as all of Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection broadcasts are now streamed on our own video channel. There are 10 different sports and podcasts scheduled to launch in the next few months, and that's what I was talking about with Mike really working his tail off. It's took us, that's twice I've used that term today, getting everything going up and streaming there on the Hoovy network or Hoovy.com. 10 different sports and podcasts scheduled to launch in the next few months from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill Studios, which is really coming along. I was up there, I came over on Wednesday. I had to come down and talk to Mike about this setup for the system here. And we were up in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, up in the studio here at the world famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And got some really exciting things. Looking forward to everything that's coming up here. And so I just want to let you guys know that the Hoovy provides opportunities to showcase your business with an extremely attractive price point and free streaming video audience combined with a three-county radio network and social media website presence. So if you're looking for a nice place to get the word out, your business, you want people to know about you, and I already talked about, I use the word sticky, you get into Hoovy.com, it's sticky because there's so much good content. You like to advertise on there, and make sure you reach out because they do provide the people at Hoovy opportunities to showcase your business with an extremely attractive price point and free streaming video audience combined with a three-county network. So be sure to start your day with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection's two-minute sports update at 8 a.m. every day on Sunshine 96.7, and start your day also with a recap of the day before and a preview of the current day and archived all on Hoovy.tv. That's a daily St. Petersburg Sports Connection two-minute update at 8 a.m. on 96.7 and our Tampa St. Petersburg Sports Connection radio network affiliates on the TAN Talk family of stations, 106.1 FM, AM 1340 Clearwater Tampa St. Pete, AM 1350 Dade City, AM 1400 Zephyr Hills, and 104.2 FM and 102.3 FM. So I apologize, guys and girls. It seems that I am not able to get this connection working. We're going to have Mike calling in. He's like, Mike's on the road. Hopefully he's listening in. He's not already thinking about this will be the last time that I'm going to be able to be on the radio here, hosting it, locking it down. But Mike wanted to call in. He probably wanted to call in and check on me. Of course, you followed Oscar on from the T. I was on before me, and they were locking it down. But anyway, I did get to the top of the hour, and I want to go ahead and make sure I do this. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention... Good afternoon and welcome to hour number two on the TAN Talk family of affiliates. You're listening to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill across from Tropicana Field. Of course, it says across from the Trop, but I prefer Tropicana Field. So what do you want to talk about, friend? Hop on here. I'm recruiting you. Put those headphones right there on. I got my friend coming in here. I get Tristan back here, but Tristan, I love it when I turn. I love it when I turn to my son and I'll say, "Hey, Tristan, hop on here. Go ahead and tell everyone out here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Give them your name and what sport do you play?"
Yeah, I play golf. Maybe.
Oh, you don't play any of that sliding game they have down here with all the
shuffleboard.
Well, no, the one down here that has all the powder on or whatever.
Yeah, that's shuffleboard.
Oh, it's actually shuffleboard. Okay, that was the only shuffleboard I ever played with the shuffles and the pucks and everything. So how you been, my friend?
Doing good. Mike said he could call in.
Yeah, it's not. For some reason, I'm not getting a channel. You go ahead. Take over for a minute. Go ahead and tell everyone a little bit about the weather down here from Ferg's, and I'll see if I can get this working.
Well, it's a beautiful day down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. I tell you, sitting across from the Tropicana, you can't beat it. The nice little breeze, but Mike said it's 45 mile an hour winds in Iowa where he's at, so I think we got the better end of the stick taking care of his show for him while he's gone. And you've done a great job.
Oh, and you know, you talk about that. Let me ask you, because I was sharing this with Coach Golusky, he's calling, and we've had these trade winds. This time of year here in Florida, especially in St. Petersburg, and of course being here across the bay, we get these easterlies, and it kind of reminds me what the weather might be like if you're sitting on a beach in Bermuda. But we've also seen a lot of those winds getting sucked out of the south, which we normally see earlier this year when there's cold fronts and stuff. But the fact that Mike says they've got 45 mile an hour winds there in Iowa, it starts to make you wonder, just from a global standpoint, this must be just some big high pressure system that's over the entire eastern seaboard or entire United Eastern, you know, east of whatever here in the United States of America, no?
Yeah, I'm not a weatherman, but I'm telling
you. Well, you did sleep at a Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah, I did sleep at a Holiday Inn.
By the way,
I'm not a weatherman, but I tell you what, this is beautiful weather. And unfortunately, May 3rd, I'm going to go back to that beautiful state of Iowa, where Mike is, and I'm not looking forward to the cool 40 mile an hour breeze that they get.
Yeah, no, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And by the way, go ahead, you didn't tell everyone your name out there.
Oh, I'm Ken Knowles. I'm Mike's buddy from way back. Met him up at Lake Okoboji in Iowa, and him and I have been friends for quite a while, and he kind of uses me as a assistant producer. So
you were the executive producer.
Yeah, right.
Because let me tell you, and I hope everyone out there, again, if you're hearing a little bit of the wind, we're out here on
it
the second
windy.
Well, and it's beautiful, but maybe not for radio broadcasts.
Well, you know what, it's a lot quieter up here than it is out front when you're on the street.
Is that what I still hear banging? They're still doing that destruction for the excavation across the street,
tearing down the old police station, and it's still going.
True story. I'm not going to drop any names. My friend of mine back in high school, back in the mid-80s, his father was chief of narcotics over there at the St. Petersburg Police Department. I won't drop any names.
Nice friend.
Last name, Stepanoff. No, he's a good guy. And it was funny because I'm sure it's like this in Iowa. I'm sure it's like this in New York, of course, where Coach Golusky and Josh came from. I know it's in Staten Island. It's crazy. But you'd get off the elevator there at the old St. Petersburg Police Department, which is now rubble, because, of course, one block further north there, they've got the brand-new police department. And you get off of the narcotics division because we, you know, go see his father, Stephen, that worked over there. And the first thing, and mind you, it's the mid-80s, the first thing you'd see when you walk off the elevator was a huge pot bush. It was almost like an office joke where they had a big pot bush. Of course, they weren't consuming it. It was a different time back then, but, you know, that was the joke, is it take a little water every day. It sat near the window, and it grew. And, you know, police officers, I'm sure, and I want to go ahead and take a moment. I mentioned this last night. I came down here, and all the police officers that are out here working the overtime detail, First Avenue North Central, First Avenue South, and we're not even talking about the normal crazy Friday night down here in the St. Petersburg, which is, and I say crazy, you go a little bit further east down towards Beach Drive and maybe some of the places around 4th Street. And, you know, it's a good time. But maybe for guys like you and me, we like to come to a place like, you know, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where, you know, everybody knows your name. You can grab some great wings, some good food, and not get too much in the thick of it. But these police officers just locking it down. But I got to imagine, and of course my father was a Kansas City police officer for 26 years, you got to have a little bit of levity as well.
Oh, yeah. They do a great job. I tell you what, hats off to all of the police officers and any of the people that take care of us. I mean, ambulance drivers, police. I would not want to be an ambulance driver down here or a fireman.
No.
I mean, the traffic is just horrendous at times, and they do a fantastic job.
What's your better half doing today, by the way? I haven't seen Sherry around here.
She's actually out on Shell Island. She's checking out some shells. And
God bless her.
She loves the shells, so I'm sure I'll go home and there'll be a big bucket of shells I'll have to... I don't do anything with them, but she does. She makes stuff out of them.
And you come down here every year, and you come down here for about what? Usually how long a length of time?
We came down in October, and we're going to, like I say, go back in May. And we went home for the holiday there in December for a few weeks, but... Other than that. But after next weekend, Mike's going to be on his own because his assistant director.
Yeah, and again, today, executive director.
But I will be listening. I'll be listening. I'll send him texts and let him know what he's doing wrong.
Oh, now you're putting pressure on me. Because we got Ben Botham, we got Oscar, we got a great group going down here, and we're building this thing, and you've seen it. Mike's building this with the Hoovy.tv.
He's done a great job.
Oh, phenomenal. And, of course, let's talk a little bit about Mike, because he doesn't do enough to give himself credit. I mean, this is what he did in Iowa.
Hey, we got Big O. He might be able to help Oscar. You with the phone. Big O's going to try to get Mike hooked up here. So, in the meantime, we are live at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. And come on down. I mean, they got 95 TVs or something like that. It's just crazy.
In case Oscar, I didn't know you were still here. Thank you, brother. In case Mike does get on here before he does, because I was just getting ready to say, Mike never gives himself enough credit. I mean, Lord knows the guy's got more stories than a library.
Oh, God.
But, you know, he basically did this from the preps, Pee Wee's preps to the pros in Iowa.
Yep.
And now we're down here in St. Petersburg.
Yep.
We're so fortunate to be able to have someone like Mike who's putting it together here, because we've got so many local sports and lifestyle, and of course that's what Hoovy.tv does. It brings together where sports meets lifestyles. There's a lot of simpatico going on here.
Oh yeah, no, Mike's done this so many years, and he is full of stories. And when I first met Mike, I didn't really think that some of those stories could be real. I was like, no, surely he didn't do that. But then he would show me pictures of what he actually did, and he did it all. I mean, the guy's got a wealth of information and knowledge, and he's been fantastic at building this station down here and building this platform from the Pee-wees to the preps to the pros, and he does it the best.
And it's one of the things, the reason why I jumped in both feet, hands, everything, head first, well, not only because you guys were out here, but just because I love the lifestyle. I go back to St. Pete when it was the Bayfront, and I'm sure you do. You remember St. Pete. I'm sure you came down and visited once. No? So it's one of the local. Because you got a better base tan than me. That's why I figured you've been down here. But you used to come down here on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, on Saturday night, you couldn't get mugged below 34th Street. I mean, you could run around with everything you could, and you couldn't even get mugged. It was so, it was so calm, and I'll just use the word dead. There was nothing down here. But now, Saturday like this, with the Saturday morning market, the St. Pete Grand Prix puts us on a world stage, having a professional baseball team for how? What are your feelings about that?
Well, about what?
an outsider looking in, because you know as much about the Bay. You're down here.
Well, I think the downtown area is just so fantastic, and it's grown so much, and it's so popular. I mean, granted, there's so many new buildings and old buildings being torn down, but they're being replaced with some fantastic buildings.
It's exciting times.
Yeah, and it is. It's exciting times. I'm just hoping that they can keep the stadium here.
Stadium, the baseball team, it behooves them, and I've said this many times before, but I've not said it on this platform as much when I've talked with Mike and, of course, Ben Botham. 80 acres across the street. You and I are looking right across the street at that 80 acres.
Yep.
Stu Sternberg and the Rays are in town in 2027. He gets 50% of the development rights for all of that 80 acres. And if they can find, but of course, if he's not here, doesn't get a dime. The city, it all diverts back to the city, which I would pose that, a beautiful city like the city of St. Petersburg can take all the revenues and the funds generated from the continued development. We're going to be fine. But we would love to figure out a way to keep our Rays down here. But it's exciting times. And just think about this. By the time you make it back down here later this 2022 year here, they're going to have that transportation system. And you're going to be able to get from the beaches down here by sitting on a beautiful little trolley or bus car.
I won't have to drive home.
Hey, I'll be riding with you. Because you're out there on Treasure Island too, right?
Yep.
Well, I'll be coming home with you. I'll just hop on that trolley. I'm going to cold call Mike. What do you think? Should I try it?
Yeah, give it a try.
Oscar set me up. Let's see if this will actually work here. Let's give Mike a call. See if we can hear this. Oh, we do. Watch this. I'm going to give that pro intro.
I'm glad he's getting on, because I'm not good at this.
You are
Mike Rickard.
You're on with Ray Kennedy of the St. Peter's, Tampa St. Petersburg Sports Connection. Who am I speaking with?
Well, first of all, let's take care of the business immediately. You now have got me owing Ken Knowles for the rest of my entire life because you made him lie on worldwide streaming. And there's people in Okoboji, Iowa, Des Moines, where I'm sitting right now, my home state, and probably a handful at the Katiki Bar down in Sunset Beach that are laughing their rear ends off that he was able to fabricate that much information in a short period of time.
Wait a minute.
I owe him now for a lifetime.
Wait a minute. I was just reading what you gave me to say when I was going to be honest. I mean, I'm just reading it off the paper.
You missed a couple of things. I'll brief you later.
Okay.
So tell us, Mikey. Ken was saying you got 45 mile an hour winds up there. Is it coming straight out of the south? Is it also coming out of the east, like down
here? I don't know where the hell it's coming from, Ray. But I'm gonna tell you something. I haven't made a lot of wise decisions in my lifetime, but moving to Florida, with the exception of my children in my life, is right up there in the top 5-6. I assure you. 45 mile an hour winds, gloomy. The spectacular scenery of spring has not hit yet, so all these trees are just they're leafless. And I brought my girlfriend Terry, who's from St. Pete, and she, as we're leaving the airport, I had to pull into a really swanky restaurant just to keep her calm because it's not pretty. Ken can tell you. It's just that now, as soon as spring pops. In summer and fall, yeah. I was spectacular. I'll say that to the audience down there. But, I do miss the Sunshine State. And by the way, Ray,
yes, sir.
You're doing an incredible job. I would be fumbling, stumbling, and bumbling and looking at New York Post clippings trying to come up with content. And it just rolls off your mouth, brother, so I appreciate. And I have to take the hit for Ben Botham.
That's okay.
He said the 23rd, but he said May. And I just looked at his text. I said, no, I don't think so, youngster. I looked back, 5/23. That's when he's available for the rest of the summer, and he will be our baseball historian along with you. And you've done an incredible job of providing content when there was nobody to talk to.
Hey, let me ask you this, though. First of all, a moment ago, you said you've made a lot of great decisions in your life, but I swear, I thought it was going to say, but one of the worst decisions.
I hadn't made very many.
Oh, you haven't made very many great decisions, but I swear, Ken, I thought he was going to say, but one of the worst decisions I ever made was to let you, Ray, take the show over on a Saturday.
No, heck no. Great job on Triton Time and then providing people with the draft taking place this week.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to that. And Mark Ferguson, as you call him, coach, wants to talk to you and I about that, and I'll be back in town about potentially we sit down. I know you did it last year. We should collaborate and I gotta look up what collaborate means. We should collaborate and do a draft show. What do you think?
Well, yeah, no, 100%. And I'll tell you why is I was just talking about this last night. The Bucks have had a big history with fails against the draft, and the draft is one of those things, Ken and Mike, that you really don't know how a team does to 3 or 4 years out, unless you draft a Justin Herbert or you draft a Chase Young like the Washington football team. There are those superstars that break out immediately, but also there's the newness, the new toy, the new town. There's 32 teams that are going to get someone new within the first couple of days of that draft. But let me ask you guys this, Mike, if you don't mind. I don't want to keep you, brother, because you're on family time.
I'm sitting in a Dollar Tree parking lot. I was sitting in a Five and Below parking lot. That's the beauty of having my wing woman. She does the shopping for my grandkids for the birthday bash today, and I get to listen to our show. So ask me anything and keep me for I got an excuse for another 35 minutes.
If you watch SportsCenter, and maybe Ken, I don't know, Ken or Mike, maybe you didn't see this, but of course the other day, I think it was Thursday, the Yankees were playing Detroit in Detroit, the Detroit Tigers versus the New York Yankees, and they put runners on second and third, and they had a big batter come to the plate, and Boone throws out the four sign, which automatically you guys know, everyone out there, listeners here at the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, listening all over Tampa Bay, that when the manager throws the four sign up, it means we're going to walk the guy. They don't actually throw those pitches anymore, which is kind of...
I know where you're going, and that was ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Well, and I'll tell you why, because it's got a Tampa Bay ending, right? So you know where I'm going with that, Mike. But basically, they walk the guy put the runners on, you know, the full play bases. But let me ask you, Mike, what are your thoughts on that? Because the crowd starts chanting, you know, Yankees stink, but it wasn't stink, and like that and this. I understand that with baseball, there's unwritten rules, there's rules and this.
But share with the audience who it was at the plate and the implications of giving them an opportunity to swing away for a Wade Boggs moment. That gives them a little bit of a tip.
Go ahead, Mike, you do it.
Well, and it escapes me as I'm looking at all these cars.
He doesn't have his paper.
I'm sorry.
Who's at the plate?
You're breaking up, Mike. I don't remember his name. Because it wasn't so much, and I mean, you're right. He would have had that Wade Boggs moment. He'd got up the plate.
Was it Cabrera?
Miguel Cabrera. And he would have had
Miguel Cabrera. Yep.
And he would have had a chance. And it was a big thing because they wanted to see him do it there in Detroit, there at home. But at the end of the day, too, from a standpoint of a baseball manager, you got first base open. You got Miguel Cabrera, probably maybe not the offensive threat he always was or used to be, but still, you know, you got to open base. Do you pitch to him, Mike, or do you put him on base and take your chance with the next batter? Do you
Ray, you know, there's only 26 players in the history of Major League Baseball that have had 3,000 hits, and he was at home. But again, when I saw that, I thought, you know what? You know who, because the stadium was filled, and Detroit has a nice team this year, I will say that.
Yes, they do.
They've assembled some talent. And but I was looking at that, and I thought, well, you know what? Maybe the president, GM, and the ticket manager are thinking, great job, Boone, because now everybody's going to come to the next home game.
There you go.
To see if he can accomplish it. And but I would like to see it take place. Absolutely in Detroit.
And the big O,
Oscar Garner III, who just did a superb job. Hopefully he's the one who got you hooked up here. And nice. on the tee, he grew up in that area. He's a big Detroit Tiger fan. So I would like to have seen it, Boone, have some respect for the opportunity that presented itself. It could have been a Wade Boggs moment if he got a home run.
Yeah, Wade Boggs hits 3,000 into the right field seats there in Tropicana Field just across the street, and that was one of the iconic moments in what basically has been the 24 years in the Rays' existence. But I'll tell you what, the thing I liked about it, or maybe as a Rays fan hurt, was that even though Detroit already had a 1-0 lead, the next batter up, do you remember who the next batter up was, Mike?
I didn't see it that far.
Austin Meadows.
and he's playing very well for the Tigers. That's the kind of stuff that just starts to infuriate the Tampa Bay Rays fan base. Because now all those jerseys, they're at Goodwill and Salvation Army.
Yes.
Or they're collector's items, and maybe they'll get them back someday. And that's happened more than once.
Yeah, and
somebody that has left the team and come back, and you reach back into the closet, and hey, he's back playing with us.
Hey, I still have my Longoria shirt in the back of the closet, just in case, but I don't think that cat's coming back.
He's not coming back anytime soon.
No.
I think the Giants do come to Tropicana Field this year.
Yes, they do.
I'm about 90% certain. Yeah.
But I'll tell you.
So you get that Longoria jersey out when the Giants come to town, buddy.
The thing that hurts is the Rays are currently at 500, and the Toronto Blue Jays seem to have taken their point to top the American League East so far, but it's still pretty close. I think we're a half a game ahead of the Boston Red Sox, who beat us last night here at home. But Austin Meadows, of course, had 30 home runs and makes the All-Star game in 2021, and of course the Rays trade him away this season to make room for the rookie and some of the moves they're having. They've had a lot of pitching problems too, but you know, it's not surprising to see a former Ray go. I mean, of course you see it all over the league, but a former Ray, especially in that big moment after Cabrera gets walked on to first to load the bases, hits a little blooper to right center field and brings two runs home. It was good to see the kid still doing well, and like you said, Mike, he's having a great year.
He is. I'll share a Wade Boggs moment that just took place recently. I was fortunate to be involved in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and so was Ben Botham. A young man, he got to go over. We went over to Bourbon. What a great combo. I wish I drank Bourbon. Kenny could have been there with me. Should have been with me.
Bourbon makes me fight.
Well, you wouldn't have fought the guys there because they would have kicked your ass.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Well, Lou Pinella was there, wasn't he?
Right now. Yeah. Lou was there, sweet Lou, but it was bourbon, baseball, and cigars.
Yes.
And it was over in Ybor City. And Wade, he's always very engaging and loves telling stories. But that moment, you know, and he had a storied career with the Yankees and the Red Sox, and then, of course, with the Rays here at home, Devil Rays. But that 3,000th hit and home run at Tropicana
right.
is his favorite memory. And he's got some World Series rings, so that's saying a lot, man.
That's it, playing for the Yankees, but being a local guy, they've actually got the seat. They've got a yellow seat over there in right field where the ball actually came down. And that was like, you start thinking back to, you know, Wilson Alvarez, the opening pitch, the beginning of this franchise, the history of this team. And, you know, one of the reasons why, if they can't figure out a way to get it done here, going back to Mayor Al Lang in 1918 when he first proposes to baseball to start bringing the games down here in spring, because we've got like what we have here now on a late April day, 85 degrees, Mike, with a beautiful breeze and sunny, nothing like where you got there in Iowa. Not to rub it in harder, and of course Ken will be coming home in a couple of weeks, but you know, when he first proposed it to have
I
it
think
there,
he might, if he, when he hears from me, he might be waiting until Memorial Weekend.
Especially if you've got to pay him. Maybe the payment for coming on here, Mike, or Ken, and share any stories is you get Mike to put the bill for another 2 weeks for you guys to stay down here, eh?
That's a good idea. I like that.
Oh, I'm sorry,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, wonderful.
Am I cutting
trust me, my bar tab, I'd have to go back to being a maintenance man at the Island Inn for his bar tab. Let me paint a little sports story for you, and I'm certain that we have an audience that may have heard of this event. It's called the Drake Relays, America's Athletic Classic, and it's a track and field. Now it's recognized worldwide, and they call them track and field carnivals. That's what they're called over in Europe, and some of the world's best. Well, this is the 126th running of the Drake Relays, America's Athletic Classic. There'll wow. be teams from, you know, the Gators come up, the Seminoles, especially their sprint teams.
Right.
And they come up here and wow everybody in the Midwest. You go back decades ago, my real passion is track and field. You had the circuit, and Barry Smith has been, you know, superb to us. He and I discussed this the other day growing up in Miami. He's all about the Drake Relays, and he and I are going to fulfill his bucket list next year and come up here. But this is the 126th running. Years ago, you had the Texas Relays, Kansas, and then you finished off with the Drake Relays. And that was a great preparation for all these college teams across America, even Oregon, Steve Prefontaine,
wow.
Jim Ryan. I could go on and on. These guys all run at the Drake Relays.
Wow.
And then that prepared them for the NCAAs or Olympic trials in an Olympic year. So you see a lot of Olympians.
Right.
Well, that Penn Relays also run the same weekend. People thought this was ludicrous. And you guys have heard of Bill Cosby and the wonderful mistake he made. That killed the Penn Relays because he was the face of the Penn Relays. That has benefited the Drake Relays. We're getting world-class Olympians. We're getting the young and upcoming Olympians. And the drive to say we, because I ran in them eight times.
Wow.
The bottom line is, that's taking place this week, and I'll tell you what, it's a week-long event. Tomorrow they have an event called the Beautiful Bulldog. The Drake University mascot is a bulldog. They do the pole vault. This is really cool. Even if you're a non-track fan, people love this. They do the pole vault in downtown Des Moines.
Wow.
You'll probably have 5,000-6,000 people watching the Drake Relays downtown.
Wow.
Pole vault. And these are world-class guys going 18 and 19 feet right next to the principal building, which is the tallest in the state of Iowa. So that's where we're going to be spending the next couple of days with my grandkids. And it's homecoming, actually, for a Drake University alum. And here's a little tidbit. And I don't know what you want to call him now, but I still call him Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner went to Graceland College,
right,
in Iowa, and he won the decathlon. We all know that he was on the Wheaties box and a champion. But he shattered records here and was just a Greek god.
Really?
For the Drake Relays for many, many years. And Jesse Owens, anybody that's in the World Hall of Fame in track and field, more than likely have participated in the Drake Relay, so that's going to be kind of cool. I just hope that this weather doesn't continue, but it doesn't bode well.
You know, it's funny you mention that, though, Mike, and I'll take it here for a second, because I remember growing up, my cousins were all a couple of years older than me, but we're talking about going back to the mid to late 70s, but they always had the, all over their closet doors, they had the Mark Spitz, you know, Olympic, what, 7-8,
seven gold medals with yep. the stash, the guy at the stash.
With the stash. And, of course, then after him, you had Bruce Jenner, the decathlete. And, you know, there's still so many phenomenally gifted athletes, especially decathlons. I mean, you know, you literally compete in all these sports and what it takes to have the, you know, and I got that today talking with Coach Golusky there from the Eckerd Tritons, is the commitment to the sacrifice, but the commitment to excellence it takes for these young student athletes and then these competitors on these world levels to be able to do these sports. And I'm telling you what, guys, I couldn't do a Fosbury flop over a shorter jump in my lifetime when I was younger. I could never, ever even fathom having taken a pole vault 19 feet, but doing it downtown there in Iowa is just phenomenal.
I was a huge fan of the pole vault until my freshman year, and I thought I'd give it a shot. You'll be my field event. I was involved in a lot of things.
I know where this is going. Go ahead,
Mike. I'm kidding. Knows where this is going. And I'm a sprinter, so I've got the speed necessary. And you know, I got a senior educate me on it. And I'm flying down, and everybody's watching me to see, because that they want to make certain that you know, I can add some points to the field events. Didn't get the leg over correctly. The pole ended up in my groin.
Oh my gosh.
I went Ooh. Down aggressively, hit my back on the runway, and that was all she wrote.
Oh, it was, Mike.
And there's about 75 people laughing their, you know what's off.
They took
no, not, no sympathy. In today's world, I would have gone viral, I assure you.
I'm laughing. I can picture it in my head. I'm not laughing that you got injured, but yeah, you would think that all the pole. I was thinking it was going to be that you went over and got all the, you know, got the pole betwixt your legs there, but still went onto the thing. But still, the way you, anyhow you bounced, you could have gotten. Maybe going straight back onto your back was actually the best of all of the least of all evils.
Well, I don't know, buddy. Hey, I still had a little agony for quite some time, but that's that, you know. I digress. So last night, break the game down for me, because I had grandkids in the pool. I was teaching them to be future Mark Spitzes.
Nice, right? They're a little Mark Spitz in there. And by the way, if I mention Tukas one more time, I've already mentioned it three times on the show, so I'll say it.
My God, I heard that. How old are you? You're in your 50s, you goofball.
But I'm watching Julia. I'm streaming Julia on one of my streaming services now. Of course, the great Julia Child, who not here anymore. I
watch. Are you bored?
No, I was waiting to do this show. I've been studying all week, Mike. I come down here today. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on. Thank God my executive producer, Ken Knowles, was here, because I get my cow. How hairy did I look when I got here? Even my kids looked hairy, didn't they, Ken?
Yeah, I was like, are you really going to go on the show or what?
Well, I work great under pressure, but I'm sure Mike was there a couple thousand miles away, and Mike was going, that son of a, I'm going to beat this guy. But the breakdown last night's game, I can just tell you this. I got down here to do my little cup of Ray here on a Friday night from the world-famous Ferg Sports Bar and Grill out here on Central Avenue, just below 16th Street in the Edge District of St. Petersburg. The Rays did end up putting bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, of course, with two outs. They did not get that home run, and the Sox won that game. So we had a lot of celebrating Boston Red Sox fans around here today. But I posed, I posed that maybe tonight we can light that roof up and get a win tonight. And, of course, we have that big fight going on down here, that Tyson Fury fight that Coach is going to have on. Oh, by the way, I almost ran Coach over today, Mike.
Nice work. Nice work.
Yeah, I pulled in the parking lot. I had no place to park, and I've already shared. I was running so late, and Coach said, park across the street, because you know I love Coach, but he's, and that's the reason why world famous Ferg Sports.
That's one of his little pet peeves.
Yes, sir.
And it drives people absolutely nuts, and me. But if that's all I got to worry about, everything he's done for me.
Because the guy's got a heart of gold, and what he's done for this, what he means, the economy.
You should have run Brian over. You should have run Brian over. He's the attendant. Well, you can run anybody over.
I almost got a two for one because Coach tells me, he goes, go across the street. And I've even got a camera on the back of my little Ford Focus, but I hit it in reverse. I didn't know Coach and Brian had stepped, they were stepping over, because Coach, Brian's been doing his hustle for two decades now, but Coach is still showing him how to get an extra spot in here today. And
he's squeezing that 30.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, but you know the thing is, if at the end of the day I get these best of the Bay wings and the food we get down here and the fellowship and we come where everyone knows your name, if that's what it takes, I got to put up with a couple of coaches' pet peeves about little things like that to come down here to Ferg's and have the time of my life I do, I have no problem with that.
I talked to Coach today, and he just got back from Chicago from visiting his friends. And I said, hey, how do you like the weather here? And he goes, much better than I did in Chicago.
Oh, that's right, because he was up there. He went to the, Cubs game.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Let me share this about that experience.
Please.
And you both have seen the pictures.
Yes.
Anyway, he took his son Jake, who'd never been to Wrigley, and Mark had been up back in the 90s, and I told him to make sure they got to Harry Carey's and Murphy's iconic bar in center field.
Right.
And Kenny's been there, yep, to Wrigley, and I just love Wrigleyville. Anyway, I saw that forecast, and I said, you know, I know your wife's from Wisconsin, Sherry's from Wisconsin, you've been up north, but Jake's never been there. Monday night's game, and it was about 36. It didn't rain like the last night when they won in 6.5 innings, which was fortuitous that it rained.
Yes.
But the thing that was comical was the television broadcast panned down to Jake,
yeah,
and Mark sitting there, nobody around them. And they look like their hats look like the two guys, Walter Matthau, and in
grumpy old man.
Yes. Old man.
What was it? That's Jack exactly Lemmon, what they look Matthau, like, right?
That's what he.
Yeah, and they're freezing their tukuses off.
Tukuses, right? There it is. I just hit ding 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 ding. We hit the limit for tukus today.
Yeah,
that's,
they're freezing their tukuses off.
Fantastic.
And that has gone viral, at least in the Ferg's world, and on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections Facebook, because that's a classic. There's not one. They don't look joyous at all. It's like, and Jake's probably saying, hey, Dad, Mike said to go, you know, get some hot toddies at Murphy's. Can we get out of Mark's, you know, 65-year-old hardhead like me? No, Jake, you're going to sit here and enjoy this game. We're at Wrigley.
That's the reason.
And top it off, the Rays get beat, too.
Yeah, but they did get that. And they had the game the night before, like you said. Even though they were, I felt they were going to win that game. They were up far enough. But I'll tell you what, Mike, so far in 2022, the Blue Jays were at the top. The division is still tight.
We've seen some good baseball. Ray. It's early.
Oh,
last year, remember, we were 500. We still won 100 games.
And it is it's a marathon, not a sprint. But let me tell you what, since the Rays just got done playing there at Wrigley Field, and Ken, you'll probably follow me on this, and Mike, I'm sure you agree, one of the most iconic things in baseball is the ivy there along the outfield and how this time of year it's brown and ugly, but then by spring it's beautiful.
Playing there is brown and ugly this time of year. Are you kidding me?
Sounds brown and ugly there in Iowa, Mike.
Holy, why? I already painted that picture. And it's not improving. I'm watching these people, and everybody's got hoodies on, 3-4 layers, and it's crazy. Kenny,
what's the temperature?
Well, the temperature isn't too bad if it wasn't for the wind. It's about 68 degrees.
Oh.
When we landed yesterday, they've been horrific. I know people won't hear this, but it's about Florida. Horrific conditions all morning long. Floods, flash flooding. We land at 1:48. We get the rental car, and the sun comes out. We brought the Sunshine State
yes, sir,
to Iowa for the rest of yesterday, and I'm taking credit for that, that I captured it and threw it in my bag. How's that sound?
Hey, you ought to give Iowa a try. Do either of you guys
I'm
get
telling
that
you, it's a great place to come. Spring, summer, it's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
People think, oh, it's flat. That's Nebraska. Nebraska blows. But
I'm glad he said that.
Iowa. Iowa is actually got all kinds of different geography. And I'll tell you what, it's a great state to be from.
The line, you ought to give Iowa a try. Of course, that was my first production I did in high school. Of course, me being the drama nut that I am, and we did the Music Man, and I played the part of Tommy Gelas, so I was the town ruffian going around throwing firecrackers and causing trouble. I'm sure there's still a few of them up there. But, yeah, of course, that's the line from that was the song we sang when the... When
what
the,
year were you born in? Okay, Tukis, Ruffian.
Yeah,
you're a freaking hoodlum.
Hoodlum. He's a
ruffian. Comes out of Europe in the 18th century.
But Mike, that's what we bring here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on Hoovy.tv.
Yeah,
that's what we bring.
Hey, come down.
Show.
Come down. Yeah, yeah. Come down to Ferg's today. At 5 o'clock, there'll be two ruffians with the sweet science knocking the dog dew out of each other.
There you go. Tyson Fury fight. And I was explaining to everybody that they're in Wembley. The fact that it's at Wembley Stadium alone, that's the reason why it's five. They're 5 or 6 hours ahead of us here, 5 hours. So that's why, even though it's, 5 o'clock here, it's more like a 9 to 10 p.m. primetime deal at Wembley. So the excitement's going to be there. And, of course, it takes them right up to the 6:05 first pitch between the Rays and the Red Sox across the street. So why wouldn't you be down at Ferg's on a Saturday when the weather's like this?
Beautiful.
How about Mark? P.T. Barnum. So he and I were talking earlier in the week, and he's telling me what to promote, and he just got back, and it's busy, and I have a lot of business to do with him. And I said, oh, by the way, we're having a fight down here. I said, we got the Red Sox game. Well, I know, but he doesn't know diddly about boxing, and I'm supposed to be, kind of the
pugilist.
Boxing
pugilist expert.
Yeah, pugilist and the sweet science. Thank you.
There you go.
A couple of ruffians. So I said, the fight's at 5? I forgot it was in Wimbledon, because typically 99% of the fights are in Vegas.
Right.
And, for the economic purposes. But he promised the people of England he would fight in England, and I think right. It's superb. But I'm thinking, now you got these boxing guys. They're overlapping with Boston Red Sox, who are obnoxious. And I'm thinking, post-fight, when the game's over, if the Sox lose, there could be some ruffians, and we might have to call some people to break up the ruffians there.
I'm gonna have to go live. I'll have to do a live show. I'll have to do a live Cup of Ray down here, because it sounds like there'll be some therapy sessions.
I'm going back to Treasure Island.
Yeah, Ken's leaving town today.
Going down to Katiki.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
Where the saltwater hippies are, and everybody, peace and
brass
love.
Captain.
And,
yeah, there you go. Hey, yeah, Mike, I'll tell you what, I'll even let you know this. The back deck out here, Coach has got all the umbrellas up and the tables, and there is a lot of room. And so, I know I've said this a couple of times already, but seriously, with this beautiful easterlies coming across the bay down here, and you're down here in St. Petersburg, the Berg, on a Saturday, come by here, and just there's a TV everywhere. Like I said, everyone knows your name. You get the best of the Bay Wings down here at the world-famous
92 televisions now. I had to get an update. 92. I asked him where he's going Thursday. He wanted to meet me. He goes, got to go get another TV. So
Mike,
he should have like a Where's Waldo? Where's the new TV in Ferg's world?
Isn't it 93 if you count that big one that's up there now in the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Studios you got now?
Well, that's the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection is private. If you ever want to go up there and watch television,
there you go.
That's not for the Ferg's clientele, buddy.
Yeah, I had a Red Sox.
That's
guy.
That's the VIP room.
That's the champagne room. That's what that is.
Yeah, take a little nappy and watch YouTube TV, which I found out from my buddy sitting there was a lot cheaper than cable. So,
well, let me tell you something.
There's a plug for YouTube TV.
And you go to Hoovy.tv, and we haven't even really started to make the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection footprint in there, Mike. But I'll tell you what.
Well,
go ahead. I've seen you.
I want to make an announcement, and you've probably seen him on the show before. Burning Rubber Radio, Andy DeLay is the sheriff. He stepped down from Clearwater Police Department, 35-plus years, and he went to work for Hoovy officially on Wednesday.
Wow.
All the channels, and I introduced him to Roger Warren and the gang. And he's so passionate, he's going to make certain that every station content, he's going to head up all of their sales. He's going to assist the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection so that I can reach these goals that we are going to attain. We're going to have about 10 different podcasts by the end of 2022. We'll have 4 or 5 by the end of June, and those will be video podcasts. And then we're also going to, believe it or not, we're going to professionalize this broadcast.
Yes, sir.
And probably by kicking me out with the youth movement and the way you've handled the show. But we are going to have to go to standard breaks. We're going to add bells and whistles, but we're going to make it very entertaining, and we're going to start monetizing. So if you're listening and you want a great place to get a very, very palatable cost per impression, I'll be pounding the streets, and we're going to have interns calling to get your contact. So be prepared for the content team. They'll be contacting you,
yes.
Content team contacting you from Eckerd. So those things are all very positive. But I got to ask you this question. Okay, Red Sox fans, Yankees fans, who's more obnoxious?
Red Sox.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, I'm there almost every game, helping Mark and hosting and sitting people down.
Now, Mike,
without a shadow of a doubt,
Yankees fans are uglier, but Red Sox fans are worse. And let me tell you why, because I'm a closet Mets fan. I got a picture of me. I'm one, and Tom Seaver's holding me, and we're sitting next to Tug McGraw at Port St.
Lucie. Wow.
Yeah, well, my mom was 7 months pregnant with my sister, and Tom Seaver was signing autographs, and he just, after he got done signing the last one, he went to make a quick exit, and he knocked my mom over. She was fine. Of course, some would say my sister, and maybe that explains a lot. But
you weren't fine, and you never have been, right?
Well, have you seen the size of his head?
Well, you know what? Because you sat on Tug McGraw. If you sat on Tug McGraw's lap, which is actually, people that don't know, Tim McGraw's father.
Yes, sir.
And Tug McGraw was a hell of a reliever. He was a little off, though. He was a unique cat. Let's just say that.
Yes.
But between Seaver and McGraw, buddy, you were some royalty there.
Yeah, well, and what's the thing that Tug McGraw, and between Tom Seaver and Tug, got the picture to prove it. There was a thing that Tug McGraw had said, and I'm not sure where I heard this story. Someone asked him about the ladies or something. You know, I'll save it for another time. We'll get one of our baseball. We'll get Ben Bothman.
He was never politically correct. You know that his entire life. And unfortunately, he passed away in his 50s.
Yes.
And Tim said he never had a real close relationship with him, but he was one of those old school relievers that they're throwing at you, and I don't care about, you know, what your what the ramifications are, because there'd be two ruffians at home plate going at it.
Well, and you know, Mike, before I get you out of here again, thanks for coming in and throwing the lifeline here. I think it would have been a lot more of me just kind of talking real fast, but I just want to go ahead, and you already talked about this, but I tried to impress this earlier. When it comes to Hoovy.tv, you know, and I know people have heard us say this, but Hoovy is finished for fun, and that's basically what Hoovy TV is. It's basically where lifestyles meet sports, and as the St. Pete or Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection continues to build our footprint on here, and I would pose there's so many outlets online, and like you already said, cheaper than cable. There's so many places you can go and get trivial, not even information that's even good to local, even news about, you know, information about local sports, but as you can go to here and get the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and all the things we're going to have going on here, really, people out there, if you got a business, you want to get a footprint, you want to get in while the getting's good, because I can tell you, Mike, I've been listening to you and we've been talking, and it's going to take off, and you want to get in now, because you want to be happy you're in here from the start, because it's going to take off, isn't it, my friend?
Well, it is, and from now on, it doesn't matter where he's at. I would like Ken Knowles to remain on as my publicist, because yes, he made up more BS in...
It was all facts, you know. All facts.
Oh, thank you. You remind me of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's press secretary today.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Easy, guys.
You've gone too far now.
Ain't going to fool me again. Right. Let's not get political here, guys. But, Mike, you got anyone before we let you go here? Thanks for coming in, my friend, on family time with the birthday presents, for the birthdays parties for the grandkids today. Is there anybody you want to shout out to or say hi to before we get you out of here off the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection?
Well, I want to thank Sherry Knowles, who's going to be leaving me, and unfortunately with my sidekick there.
But I took pictures. North.
You did get pictures.
Oh, I know.
I did.
I know.
Well, just because we're going to bribe them with them. Not you, Mike.
In a couple of weeks, I will be without someone taking superb photographs of everything we've done, which has helped us. As our good friend Randy Grimes, who right now is in Rwanda seeing his son.
Right.
People ask me all the time, why do you keep posting Facebook? And I said that to Randy. He goes, Mikey, it is a poor man's advertising. Just remember that. Poor man's, and we're both poor trying to build some. And it's true. And it's great. And I am going to blow us up a little bit.
Yeah,
we absolutely had 43,000. This isn't a big number, but for as small as we are, with our footprint right now, and it's going to go times 10, we had 47,000 views, and you can't see that as an outsider, but when we put it there, 47,000 views in 3 weeks, and most of those were when we had the high school teams down.
Yes,
so we're going to continue that. But like you said, the opportunities because of guys like you being around, and now we got the young brother, Big O, and Ben Botham.
What a kid that guy is, Mike. He saved
the smart businessmen.
Yes.
Surround themselves with talent and new ideas. I'm not smart, but I know that I need fresh new faces, and I need ideas, and I got blessed to get this gang of guys. And then you got the old codgers like you that talk about Tukases and
ruffians.
Pugilists. Yeah, and ruffians.
Ought to give Iowa a try.
All right, buddy.
The music, man. Mike, thank you so much for joining us here today. I can't tell you much. I appreciate it. Now, go enjoy the rest of your time with your family, and we'll see you upon your return here to paradise in the St. Petersburg area, my friend.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Take care, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Wow. So yeah, how much of that embellishment that you were talking about there, Ken?
Well, you know, he owes me.
Put it that way. He owes me. In fact, I'm thinking about getting a bourbon. You sit up, and Mike does this week in and week out, but you do a full 2 hours up here. Now, I will say I've relieved my bladder completely before I got on here.
That's was
my
good biggest, idea.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is, Mike up here, you're up here basically, I use this reference when I'm doing my one-hour show, is you're basically tap dancing on a high wire here.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Yep.
You got a moment to stick around until the end of the show here?
We are at the end of the show, aren't we?
Well, we got a couple of minutes. Well, before I get off here, I want to make sure I shout out to Ace High Printing and Rick Herbert, the official printer of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the T Radio, St. Petersburg and Sunshine 96.7 FM. Make sure you give Rick a call today because, I mean, that's where this stuff comes from. That's where this fine gear comes from. He does a fantastic job. Yeah, I love my Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection gear, and my daughter's taking over my hoodie. She loves it. So so make sure you give Randy a call, Rick Herbert a call over there at Ace High Printing, and that's at 727, area code 727-542-3897. That's 727-542-3897. But we were talking a little bit about next Thursday night, the start of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And I was talking last night because I want to tell you a story. Are you familiar at all with the Buccaneers in the 1982 draft with Booker Reese out of Bethune-Cookman?
Nope.
I'm going to share this anyway, and I think you'll find this interesting, Ken, for the locals here, big Buccaneer fans that follow the Bucs. And basically in 1982, there was the Bucs had two players they really liked. It was a first round. They had a first round pick, and they liked Sean Farrell, a guard out of Penn State. Yeah. And ended up playing in the league for almost 9 years, ended up playing for the Bucs for 5, solid player. And there was this kid out of Bethune-Cookman, very raw but freakishly talented, by the name of Booker Reese. Back then, the NFL used to have the phones and the helmets set up there in New York, and they didn't have the war room. There was no cell phones, and heck, there wasn't even computers. So the war room would call on a rotary dial phone to New York to the rotary dial person on their end representing them up there, and they would give them the pick. Well, the Buccaneers told him when they first got on the clock, they said, look, it's either going to be Sean Farrell or Booker Reese. We'll get back with you. So the war room down here in Tampa, which was basically a trailer over at One Buck Place by the airport, they were really stuck between these two guys. So at the very last minute, they say, look, we're going to take Booker Reese because they already had Leroy Selman, of course, Hall of Fame, who was also one of the best college athletic directors at the University of South Florida Bulls, but he was playing right end for the Bucks, and Bucks had won the NFC Central 2 of 3 years, 79 and 82 in that 3-year period. So they thought, bring in another young, freakishly gifted, talented. He wasn't as polished as Leroy was, but they're going to bring him in and they'll let him start learning from Leroy, and they'll have bookends, right? So they call up last minute. Well, there was a phone connection problem with the phone in New York. So Pat Merculo, who was the equipment manager, who thought he had a plush job just picking up the phone and running the piece of paper up to Pete Rozelle, he hears, look, the pick's not Sean Farrell, but what he heard was, is the pick Sean Farrell. So he runs up to the thing, during the last minute, runs up there with, and I want to make sure I don't go over, Ken, I'll let you keep looking at me. Runs up to the podium, hands Pete Rozelle the card, it's Sean Farrell. Well, imagine the Buccaneers' surprise down here at Tampa when they were watching it on TV. It was the third year the draft was even on television, and they hear Sean Farrell. Long story short, they get to the end of the first round, and Booker Reese is still on the board, okay? Gets to the second round, Booker Reese is still there. If the Bucs would have just cut their losses and taken Sean Farrell with the wrong pick, they would have had a pretty good guard, ended up being a Pro Bowl player, and he played for the Bucs for almost 5 years, and it would have been done there. But no, they thought, wow, Booker Reese, the guy who we wanted in the first round, is still there in the second round, right? So they call up, they're looking for a trade partner, they get the Chicago Bears, who played in the same division, the NFC Central. The Chicago says, okay, we'll take your first round pick in 1983, and we'll give you our second round pick this year so you can go up and get Booker Reese. So the Bucs get Booker Reese. Long story short, deal didn't work out with him. It was too much for him. He gets to Tampa, he gets a $150,000 bonus check, he goes over and tries to buy his mom and him a car at the Pontiac dealership in Tampa. The guy says, all right, how are you going to pay? He hands him the $150,000 check. This is 1982, and he says, all right, just give me my change. And the guy's like, that's not how this works, you know? So, long story short,
WTAN Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.